Aloha Hut Four Square is taking on the capital's top eateries in this year's Wellington on a Plate Foodie Festival. Kelson Four Square is entering the high-profile event with its very own chicken burger. With me now is Kelson Four Square store operator Falgun Patel. Hi, Falgun.
Hey, Eva, how you going?
I'm very well, mate. I reckon you guys must be the only grocery store that's entered everybody else's restaurants, eh?
100%. Like, just that's totally against the grain.
So what brought this on then?
It's something we wanted to do last year, but I didn't realise you had to enter so far ahead. So we missed the cutoff last year. I make a burger for myself at home sometimes when I've missed dinner and the store's running a bit late, etc. And I thought, if I like this, surely other people will like this too. And we thought, if we're going to start making burgers, we might as well do it on the bigger stage.
So do you actually sell takeaway food in the Four Square?
Yeah, we do. We got a chicken and chips offer in the store that is very, very popular.
And this particular burger that you're putting in the Wellington burger on a plate thing, that's not something that you normally sell. That's just for your own personal enjoyment.
100%. The amount of burgers we've made in the store is zero.
Mate, you know that if you're popular, you could have thousands of people turning up trying to buy your burgers. Can you cope?
Oh, it's going to be a bit tough. Like, so we had a trial night the other day where we made 89 burgers in a row between 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and our infrastructure was absolutely maxed. Like, we couldn't cook fast enough, we couldn't make the burgers fast enough. So we've got a few bits and pieces that we need to do before we go live.
Like what?
We have to put 3 more fryers. We have to run a gas line. And
are you serious?
Yeah, 100%. So, like, we've got 2 fryers at the moment, and they're just going flat out. So, because we still want to offer our chicken and chips at the same time, not just do the burger.
You're doing all of this just for Wellington on a plate?
Yeah, well, we've had the fryers for a while. Like, we just haven't had the right time to be able to put them in. But I think now's the time that we really, really need them.
Okay, good on you. I you might have to sell about 7,000, eh?
Easy. Let's make that happen, eh? No, I don't know. I think we'll max that at about a couple of hundred each day. I think that's what we can handle between staffing and being able to get product, and because there's quite a few bottlenecks that we have to think about.
Yeah. Good on you, man. Why not? Give it a hoon. Go up against the big boys and see if you can take it out. This Falgun Patel, Kelson Four Square store operator. Apparently there are only 8 car parks there, so other local businesses have to help out by providing car parks. So I'll tell you, if this thing takes off, you know, you'll be aware of Wellington on a Plate in the burger competition. If it takes off, there is a run of it. You just have all these people with beards and wearing swan dries inside the city, they're hipsters, by the way, who will descend on a place like this in Lower Hutt and just eat them through all of the burgers. Everybody will turn up. It's like Wellington goes, in fact, many other people come to Wellington, go completely crazy for burgers for a couple of weeks.